Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to turn to Merrick Garland now. Merrick Garland, he is the guy, federal judge, been put up for the U.S. Supreme Court by Barack Obama. The Republicans torpedoed him. Moscow Mitch wouldn't even bring him up for a vote. Many of them wouldn't even let him come and talk to him. There's a courtesy. It usually is that the nominee at least comes to the Senate chambers, not to the on the floor, but to the offices. People are courteous. They sit down. They talk to him. Even if they're not going to vote for him, they'll talk to him. They wouldn't do that. They shunned him. They shunned him. That's why Amy Coney Barrett ultimately got confirmed just before Trump got beaten, had to leave office. Merrick Garland is appointed by Biden as Attorney General. It's a good appointment. The Attorney General has to be impeccably honest. She also has to have a great grasp of the law and also strategy to enforce the law. And Merrick Garland's a federal judge. He knows the law. And he seems to have the chops. He seems to have the drive to enforce it. And I'm talking about voting rights. I'm talking about investigating the insurrection of January 6th. I'm talking about making sure that terrorism of any sort, either domestic or foreign, jihadist penetration, anything else, is swiftly stopped and people are punished and gotten rid of, deported. I think he'll do all of that. And he has kind of a gentle demeanor in a way. You know, there's a lot of steel there, but I mean, he's a very good guy. He's not a loudmouth. And you look back what we had Sessions, with William Barr, my God almighty, William Barr lies about the Mueller report, takes a dive on the Ukraine business, sides with Trump, does everything. The only thing that he did finally to get away from Trump is at the very end when he realized that Trump was going to perhaps use violence and he was going to try to overturn the results of the election, even for crooked William Barr, that was too much. And he shagged whatever. He got out of town is what he did. He got out of town. He got out of town. And now we have Merrick Garland. It'll be great. Is he going to be confirmed? He had his hearing yesterday. He did very well. And not only that, the panel were deferential to him. He'll get all 50 Democratic votes. And that's really all he needs because Kamala Harris would break a tie. But several Republicans have already said they voted for him. And that induces the others. They're like lemmings. It's like a herd. A couple go one way, they all follow him. He will get a bipartisan vote. He will get a bipartisan vote. Now, people like Hawley won't vote for him, the guy from Missouri, the guy that gave the thumbs up, the fist of support to the right, to the insurrectionists as he walked in. The guy who says, he still says, Biden wasn't legitimately elected. Trump was legitimately, in other words, he opposes the peaceful transfer of power. That guy won't do it. Cruz won't vote for him. What's happening is there's about four or five of them want to be president, want to run in 2024. And this whole confirmation business is a joke for them. It is simply a calculation. Will it help me more in the primaries in 2024 if I vote for or against this guy? That's all it is. And remember, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution and act in the best interest of the United States. They're not doing it. My view is that somebody like Hawley and Cruz will not vote for him. My view is that Wormwood will, crooked Lindsey Graham. Rubio probably will. Cotton, I don't know. You don't want any of these people, by the way, as president of the United States. I don't even want him in the Senate. But anyway, Merrick Garland is likely to be confirmed. And that's good news. We need an attorney general. They're big four. The big four in the cabinet, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Treasury, and the Attorney General, the big four. And this is the only one of the big four that hasn't been nailed down yet. And Biden has been president for over a month. So let's get going here, guys. Now, when he gets in, I think what he's going to do, shake up the Justice Department, rely on the professional prosecutors, weed out the moles, trolls, and sleeper cells that Trump sewed into a lot of these offices. I don't know how many there are in the Justice Department. Now, will he be like a Bobby Kennedy? Probably not. I mean, Bobby Kennedy was an activist attorney general and really redefined the office. And he's one of a kind. But Merrick Garland will be much more in that vein than Crooked William Barr and Jeff Sessions and some of these other people that got put in there. And one of the things he said, and I thought this was very important, it had to be said. He said, I am not the president's lawyer. I am the American people's lawyer. And it's true. He is supposed to look out first for the integrity of the judiciary. Now, with Joe Biden in there, Joe Biden's scrupulously honest, and Joe Biden is exactly the kind of president who would appoint a Merrick Garland. Somebody like a Trump would appoint somebody who's a close buddy who will have his back. The truth is that Merrick Garland will have his back, and Merrick Garland will be a strong cabinet member advising President Biden. But Merrick Garland has a streak of independence, and he will absolutely represent the people of this country. In addition to investigating the insurrectionists and other people who would cause harm to our country, many foreign, some domestic, what he'll also do is get very active in enforcing voting rights. You know, there was a Voting Rights Act at one time that said to a number of states, before you change your election laws, you have to get the approval of the Justice Department. And the reason was, these were ones that interfered with African Americans and others voting. And as a result, you had fair elections for a while. The Republican U.S. Supreme Court almost 10 years ago said, well, we are just going to set that aside. Who are they? Who are they? They're not the Congress. This is a piece of congressional legislation. Have they read the Constitution? I don't think they have, frankly. They set it aside, and immediately voting machines started to break down in minority areas. People with large populations would get like three working machines and there'd be lines for 8 hours. People were thrown off of voter rolls. Always in big urban areas. And now what you have is another attack where they want to get rid of mail-in voting, absentee voting, drop boxes. We need a Voting Rights Act back, because the culture of the Republican Party in obstructing voting has not changed. It flat out simply has not changed. Well, Merrick Garland, if you have a good attorney general, can do a lot of things even without a Voting Rights Act. And there is a new comprehensive Voting Rights Act pending in the House and the Senate right now, which we'll talk about later. But if that doesn't pass, and it will pass the House, it won't get 60 votes in the Senate. Can they squeeze it through on one of these 51 budget reconciliation procedures? I don't know. But Merrick Garland can be his own Voting Rights Act. Merrick Garland, if there are faulty machines routinely given in urban areas, long lines, people thrown off of the rolls, Merrick Garland can walk into town with a big iron on his hip, with a big iron on his hip. That's what he can do. And he can walk right into these towns and right into these states. And he's going to say, look, you are going to clean this up. He'll bring an action, federal judge, lawsuit. Federal judge will clean it up. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of knowledge. He has the knowledge, and I think he has the enthusiasm to get it done. So stand by. He is going to get confirmed. It's very good. The big four of the cabinet will now be in place. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.